Good morning, church. I think I don't need to introduce myself. Everybody knows me by now. Today I'm here for us to see. I'm going to talk about the title, I Created You. As we begin our new year from Genesis, it is important for us to remember that in the beginning, story starts with God himself. It is not God that was the first thing created, but rather, he was always there. It establishes God as the foundation of the beginning. He existed before time, space, or matter, making him the ultimate origin and foundation of everything. This is echoed throughout the scriptures. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. Colossians 1:16-17. For in him all things were created. While Psalm 102:25 says, you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Today when Steve was talking, it seems like he's just picking something from my preaching, and then let the congregations know. Genesis is the early history of man. The creation narrative, the creation of heaven and earth, and the life upon the earth. Genesis opens with the foundation, with the formation of the solar system, the preparation of land and inhabitants, and the creation of life on earth. Those affirm God's foundational role in creation before time began. God demonstrated his power by speaking everything into existence. God said, let there be light. And there was light. And he separated the light from the darkness. God's first spoken command brought order from chaos. That is, darkness separated light and dark. Creating day and night, established time, and revealed his supremacy over all things. God says to the light, come on and shine brightly in the morning. And that is it, done. In the same way, he ordered the darkness to take over at night. And it happens. Essentially, God is saying, just do the one thing I created you to do. You are light, come on in the daytime, and give way to darkness in the evening time. He commands, and it happens. That is obedience. Light is a symbol of God's presence, his goodness, and the sustaining influence of creation. God is the ultimate source of all light, visible and invisible. We acknowledge God by caring for his creation. Who are we? And what can we do without God? God created us for relationship. God exists in relationship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God created us for relationship with himself and with one another. Have you ever wondered about your place in the world, or why God put you here? This is a personal question. What is the place of man in this world? Why did God put us here? Psalm 8 is a beautiful hymn for praises to God. It was written by David. Here, David reflects both on God's creation and man's place. In God's creation, it connects God's meanness, majestic in creation, with humility, unique, and seemingly smaller but significant place within it. It explores God's glory, human stewardship, and our nature varied. Consider David, the psalmist who asked, "What is my kind that you are mindful of them?" David is basically saying, why should God even notice a tiny and insignificant man on a tiny planet doing a vast universe? Why should God even remember that we are here or pay attention to us at all? Not only that, God crowned us with glory and honor, made us a little lower than the angels, and gave us dominion over his handiwork. What a lasting assurance that he is with us and cares for us always. God has a special purpose for mankind and wants us to be what he has ordained us to be. He has a specific role for each of us on this earth. Do you know what that is? Are we following God's directions and instructions? If not, then now is the time to speak and pray for God's guidelines, that he will put you on the straight and narrow path that leads to salvation and eternity. So many of us twist ourselves up in a knot, trying desperately to be something we are not, or trying to fulfill an endless list of qualities and capabilities that we think will make us fit in, feel loved or happy. We try desperately to be accepted and to praise everyone but ourselves. In the end, we praise no one. We praise no one, lose our way, and draft away from God. We get wrapped up in what someone else wants us to be. What we thought would make us happy, safe, and accepted turn out to be an illusion. What an exhausting way to live. Today, I pray that we cast our eyes and care upon God, that we look away from distractions and problems to Jesus for strength, guidelines, and a heavenly perspective, as he is the source and finisher of our faith. As I journey through life, through the sources and times, discovering why I was created, and for that purpose, I ask myself this question: am I on the path of fulfilling it, or am I doing what the world wants? God created us for a purpose. Each of us, we have our own role to play. We are not the same. Whatever God has put in your heart, that is what God wants you to do. When he tells the light to come on the day, that is exactly what happened. night you come in the evening. That is exactly all what God wants from me and you is obedience. What are you made in? We are made in the image of God. What does it mean to you? It means that we carry the exact nature of God. We are created to be one with Him and reflect His divinity. We see created out of love. We are created out of love, redeemed and called to partake in His heavenly goodness and to reflect who God is to the world. Do we reflect who God is to the world? Or we are listening to what the world is telling us and show that one to the world for the world to see what they want to see from us. We need to reflect how God created us. Do we know that God created us for His glory? Every single one of us, male, female, young or old, whoever we are, whatever we may be, whatever our weaknesses, we are created for God's glory. Let us honor His name, His holy name. You know, sometimes we have a lot of excuses to give. I am dyslexia, so it's going to be easier for me to just stay away from what God wants me to do. Because there is a lot that you say, no, I can't do this. You feel shy to stand in the congregation. You know the thing, but sometimes it cannot even come out from you. And there is a lot of mistakes for you to make. It's something to make you feel ashamed, isn't it? To hide yourself. I find it difficult to raise my hands if they ask a question, either I know it or not. I have found it difficult to raise my hand unless you called me. If not, you won't see me. But is that how God wants me to be? Just ask yourself, whatever you are, it doesn't matter whatever is in you. The way He created you, God made you that way. He created you that way, so we need to accept and be proud about who we are and what we can offer and bring it out. Don't feel ashamed, don't feel shy, but be bold and know that He is with you. And whatever He has put in your heart, He is going to give you that energy, that strength for you to go and do it. In conclusion, God brings light into darkness. And that is what Jesus does with human beings. He brought light into our darkness, peace into trouble, comfort into our pain, healing into our sickness, strength into our weakness, and joy into our suffering. We were created in God's image for His glory. But we have sold ourselves for someone else's glory. In 2020 souls, what do you need to leave behind to recover that essential self that God created you for? What do you need to walk away from? To reclaim those unique paths God designed for His purpose. Let us align ourselves with God's purpose and let it shine through. Don't look to man for wealth. Look to God who made you, buried you, and sent Jesus to die for you. This is the ultimate fulfillment of God's manful love. What can you do for God in this year? we have started the year from Genesis, from the beginning. We can start our life afresh from the beginning now. God created us the same as how He is. He has given us wisdom. Everything God has, we have it. What are you using it for? Are you praising God outside for people to see God in you? Or you are praising people around you for them to see that you are different or you are unique? I don't know if I have spoken to you. If you think there is something short in you, the message you have heard, I just want us to concentrate on God and speak to Him. That this year, I want to be fruitful for you, God. I don't want to live by myself anymore. I don't want to live for people around me, but I want to live for you, Jesus. I want to glorify your name through my body. Wherever I'll stand, I want people to see you in me. If you are not doing that, just tell God to give you that strength. We cannot do it on our own. Our strength cannot do nothing without God. But when we invite Him in our weakness, He shines. He makes it light. When we invite Him the things we can't do, He gives us energy to do it. This year, we are starting from the start. And He is here to give us the strength we need to go through this year. Father, we thank you for your word. We cannot do without you. We want to be as the way you created us to be, but it's difficult because of the world, what is going on. But Father, because we want to obey you, give us the energy, give us the strength, help us to focus on you and do exactly what you want us to do. We thank you for answering us. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for being with us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.